الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وبعد. We always begin with the praise of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most kind, the most merciful, the benevolent. We send peace, salawat upon Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From among the verses, continuing with our tazkira session and reminder and exploring very briefly some of the ayat, the verses that we will recite in the taraweeh this evening. From among the verses that we will read will be an ayah, the end of the surah, that wa'bud rabbaka hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam that worship your Lord in a way, hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen, until the inevitable comes to you. What is the inevitable? And until when should you continue to worship Allah? Until death comes to you. The matter of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the devotion, the ibadah that we do, this ayah, it lays the principle that we are not to be seasonal Muslims. We are not temporary worshippers, and we don't worship Allah, and we don't extend devotion for a temporary period of time, that we do this for a particular month, and then we revert and we divert away back to our old ways and our disobediences. But this instruction, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is given that, O Nabi, that the object is to die in the state of iman, and the object is to die as a mu'min. So this ayah lays a principle very clearly that worship Allah until death. May Allah take us in the state of iman. Then from among the verses that we will recite this evening, the discussion very often related to equality between males and females is a very big discussion that often raises its very nasty head in very different circumstances. The Quran lays a fundamental principle that man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha, that those who do good, irrespective of their gender, whether they are male or female, then we will grant them a multifold benefit. First of those, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً, they will live a good life in this world. And then, وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, the life in the hereafter, they will get an even better compensation. This ayah lays the following principle, that yes, in the day-to-day occurrences and the day-to-day events of the life of this world, the life of a male has a different sphere, the life of a female has a different sphere, and these two should not be conflated with each other. Each one has a particular role to play in this world. But when it comes to basic human rights, moral values, Quran lays the principle here that there is equality. We should not conflate the two, that when we mean equality in Islam, then it means a confusion of the roles that the genders play. Islam lays the fundamentals and creates a clear distinction between the two of the roles that they play in the life of the world. But that does not mean inequality. In matters that matter, in human matters, in matters of social responsibility, and matters of the akhirah, in matters of action, reward, here Allah views equally. In the matter of moral responsibilities, Allah views this equally and will compensate both males and females equally. May Allah give us understanding. We can straighten our roles, inshallah.